Hello, I'm John Francis.
And I am Marianne Penn.
In this part of Chatterbox, we'll have further news items from the Norwich Evening News and Information Desk updates. We have a feature by Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Barry Madden, in which he gives us information about bats and their habitats. He maintains that, as they are an important part of our ecosystem, we should try to help them thrive.
We now go to our first batch of news stories for this part. We hear of a fish and chip shop getting unexpected publicity, a large spider appearing in the shopping centre, and a pet shop ceasing to sell small animals. First, we learn of a brewery expanding its export markets.
Yes, the Norfolk brewery Woodfords has appointed its first ever export manager as it launches a major growth plan which will see its tipples sold worldwide. Ryan Crisp, who joins from a similar role at St Peter's Brewery in Suffolk, will spearhead the project. He's tasked with taking Woodfords into key international territories such as the US, Canada, Russia and Scandinavia, all within the next 12 months. Mr Crisp is one of a number of significant new recruits who've recently joined the Woodfords team as part of a future-proofing exercise. Meanwhile, the brewery has also announced a £1 million investment in new canning and bottling facilities to ensure that all of its beers can now be packaged on site. This major development will ensure the brewery becomes completely self-sufficient, as well as providing a local facility for other breweries across East Anglia. Additions to the marketing, commercial and sales team will also help grow the business, while new technical expertise will ensure that Woodfords can continue to develop its range of award-winning cask and keg beers. And as primary partner of Norwich City Football Club, Woodfords Wherry and Norada beers will be available to fans at Carrow Road, while the brewery's branding will also be visible to a global TV audience of millions through the firm's sponsorship of the stadium's Barclay Stand.
The owners of a Norwich chippy were happy to be at the centre of worldwide fishy tail yesterday after an Asian airline promoted their business across the globe. Duane Di Bartolomeo and Christian Motta, who run the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Norwich Lanes, found themselves at the centre of a media storm after the CEO of Vietnam Airlines extolled the virtues of Norwich, with a travel review praising the fish and chip bar based in Lower Goat Lane. No one living in Norwich doesn't know the 90-year-old restaurant. BBC's Breakfast Steph McGovern highlighted the story yesterday, which featured on Sky TV and in some nationals too. The list of the top 10 places to go in Norwich, published in the Daily Telegraph, included the second best attractions as East Rushton, Vicarage Gardens. These gardens are 15 miles away off the A149 near Stalham, and Alan Gray, who co-owns the gardens, said, "Any publicity is good publicity. We have actually seen an increase in foreign visitors this year." Mr. Motta told the newspaper, "It's fabulous exposure. I lived in the USA and no one had ever heard of Norwich. They'd say, where? But now, especially with Norwich City being promoted, we're really on the map as a city and we know how good it is living and working here. But it seems the rest of the UK and the world are catching on too." Mr. Motta doesn't know how it got picked out, but puts it down to some good reviews on social media.
A giant spider has been spotted, terrifying shoppers in Norwich. The larger-than-life arachnid, which was actually a puppet, startled unsuspecting shoppers on more than one occasion when it appeared into Chapelfield. Measuring 4 metres in height, the puppet was at the shopping centre as part of a preview of the Big Bug Tour, a celebration of insects, which is planned for later this month. Taking place from August 31st till September the 14th, the Big Bug Tour will see 12 giant and intricately designed lifelike bugs installed around the shopping centre for inquisitive minds, young and old, to discover. A statement on the Into Chapelfield website said, "New research has revealed that being closer to nature makes you 67% happier, but only one in six children have seen a single brilliant bug in 6 months. Our exhibition aims to bring adults and children face to face with 12 giant British bugs to reconnect people with nature and make them happier.
Alan Raven, the owner of Fido's Pet Bazaar in Helsden's Dixon Centre, reached the decision to stop selling small animals after the introduction of new legislation which shifted the expectations on those trading pets. These changes saw the introduction of food and hygiene style star ratings for pet shops, which Mr. Raven felt would simply be unattainable for a business of his size, largely due to the level of record-keeping expected. Mr. Raven criticised these changes, saying, realistically, he would be unlikely to achieve the highest rating and therefore did not want to reapply for his licence. However, Broadland Council has said it extended an offer to support to Mr. Raven ahead of the new legislation coming in, which he decided against accepting. A spokesman said Broadland has been working with businesses to enable them to meet the required standards. Mr. Raven was offered help and assistance. However, he did not take this up. Mr. Raven said Broadland is not to blame for my issues, and they have been sympathetic. However, it would just be physically been too much hassle to meet all the requirements. It became beyond worth having as a loss leader. While Fido's is continuing to trade, it has stopped selling the small pets it previously offered, such as budgies, canaries and hamsters. In lieu of these, Mr. Raven has instead expanded his offering of pet supplies to include frozen animal food and treats.